What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Fox News is just running a story now that four Iranian vessels harassed a U.S. destroyer in the Straits of Hormuz. Really? Tell us why Iran would do something like that. Now, the harassment is because these Iranian boats came within 300 yards of the destroyer. Wow, 300 yards. That's three football fields. And if you look at a map of the international waters through the Straits of Hormuz, because everybody has territorial waters coming out from their shore, to that one little channel for international traffic, it's not that big. Ships pass close to each other all the time. This is just more propaganda to say, ooh, bad Iran, bad Iran, bad Iran. We have to go on in and invade the place. Because they're one of the few countries on earth that still refuse private central banking. And they must be brought to heel and reminded the whole purpose of the human race is to be the slaves of the private central bankers. Harumph, 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 harumph. Amazing. Folks, we cannot let this country go into a new world war. Setting aside the issue that war is wrong, it is immoral. War is a last resort for politicians who can't actually think of anything else to do. We're going to lose this one. We don't have the material, we don't have the manufacturing, we don't have the manpower, we don't have the money, and we certainly do not have the moral right to be waging war on the rest of the planet. And of course, all these war hawks and money junkies, they've already got their bunkers. They're the biggest preppers of all. Oh, yes, we're going to be prepping here. And by the way, over in Europe, Germany and the Czech Republics are telling their people, start stocking up on preserved food and water. They know something big is about to really blow all over this planet. And all these money junkies, they've got their bunkers. If they make a mistake and this thing goes nuclear, they'll just go on down for 6 months and come on out and say, wow, great, without all those other people around here. Gee, who am I going to get to tend my lawn now on my palace? Everybody's a multimillionaire. I can't get any of them to mow my lawn or fix my plumbing. Gee, maybe we should have thought this thing out a little bit more carefully ahead of time, huh? Now, getting on back to the economic news, France is all of a sudden discovering that allowing itself to be a stage for terror propaganda around the world has had a major cost. And that is that tourism to France has plummeted. Nobody wants to go there because they've been hearing in the corporate media about France is full of all these terrorists. They're running into crowds with trucks that are out there with the, you know, with hatchets and machetes and machine guns. It's a hotbed of terrorism. And so people are staying away. Why go to Paris? You can tour the Louvre virtually over the internet. You can see the city in Google Earth when you have the 3D buildings enabled. Why bother with all that hassle? Tourism is way down because of all this warmongering. I actually, in the mail today, the regular postal mail, I actually got an ad from the Disney Cruise Lines about their upcoming Star Wars-themed cruise. Now, the idea that Claire and I would have anywhere near the kind of money to take a deep water ocean cruise is laughable. I have no idea how I got on their mailing list. And if they're mailing to people like us, they are really, really desperate. Now, investors have so far pulled $109 billion from active equity funds in this year. $109 billion with a B. It's been a bad year for the hedge fund community and active managers in general. So why is the stock market still up when all that investment capital is fleeing, much of it into gold, I might add? Well, because it's being manipulated. It's just another illusion. The economy's fine. Look at the stock market. Yes, the streets are crumbling and the bridges are falling and the trains can't stay on the track, which is a big drag on everybody here. And, you know, we got 92 million people out of work. But look at the stock market. The economy's fine. Vote the incumbents back into office in November. Now, let's talk about Target, because Target wanted to be politically correct and allow the boys to use the girls' room and the girls to use the boys' room and all the rest of that. And this transgender stunt has cost them $10 billion. Now, some of that $10 billion we can chalk up to the declining economy. People don't have the money to go to Target or Walmart or wherever anymore. But if you look at Target's losses compared with other big box stores, they have been phenomenal. So obviously the transgender bathroom stunt did have an effect. People don't want to go to a store where their daughters and wives are going to go into the girls' room and find some guy in there saying, I'm really a girl. You know, I get to look at you. So Target is now going to have to spend $20 million installing one-person bathrooms in their stores. So it won't matter if you're a boy or girl or anything. It's one person to one restroom, which probably going to be a nice solution, as opposed to simply admitting that they were wrong and going back to boys go here, girls go here. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are now rejoining us on our network here. We're talking about the economy. If you are my age, and if you are, you have my deepest sympathies. I'm having a lot of trouble on this upcoming birthday. It's making me cranky. But if you are my age and you remember an earlier America, Route 66 and everything, you probably remember the name Howard Johnson's. It was a restaurant chain that spanned the entire United States. They had a signature orange roof. Mel Brooks even made fun of them in his movie Blazing Saddles. They're that iconic. And like so many other iconic American establishments, they are hovering on the edge of extinction. They're down to just two restaurants. One of them is about to close. There's only going to be one Howard Johnson's restaurant left in the entire country. And I wasn't a big fan of Howard Johnson's. They were legendary for the slowness of their service. But still, it just shows how bad the economy is. And all restaurant chains are in serious trouble. People are not eating out. They don't have the money. It's cheaper to buy something at the store and cook it up at home. So, over in Fresno County, homeless camps are starting to spring up. We've been talking about the completely out of control rental prices, real estate prices in California. It's all being bubbled up again. They're repeating that whole real estate froth up of 2008, and there'll be another crash. And guess who they're going to stick with the losses on that one? But there's now a new homeless camp just outside Fresno's city limits, full of people saying they literally have nowhere else to go. And more across the country, we're seeing local governments deal with the homeless problem by simply shoving them into somebody else's town. They can't fix the problem because the problem comes down from that private central bank, and they are invulnerable until we get to the stage that earlier article talks about and we have some guillotines out there. And remember, during the French revolutions, long before Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette went to that guillotine, the bankers went. It's not a coincidence. The people of France knew who was looting them. They understood that the ultra-rich become ultra-rich by making everybody around them poor. Remember, the big lie of capitalism is that everybody can be rich, and it is a lie. Because if we're all multimillionaires, who's going to take out the garbage? Who's going to repair the plumbing, the sewers? Who's going to pave the roads? Capitalism requires an imposed wealth differential through the use of taxation to keep people the vast majority of people so poor they are forced to accept those distasteful jobs on which society depends. Who's allowed to be rich is very often a political decision. If you're friends with the ruling elite, well, you get introduced to the little tax shelters and the little special accountants and everything. But capitalism cannot survive unless the vast majority of people are kept poor. That's the reality of it. Fascism operates exactly the same way. Let's talk about immigration and the refugee crisis. It's getting completely out of control. Over in Finland, there's a video that came on out. A fight broke out between migrants and locals near this migrant center in Forssa, Finland. And a 15-year-old kid was beaten rather badly with what is described as a hard object. They don't know what it was. It was a piece of pipe. But he was seriously, seriously injured. Now, here in Michigan, an illegal alien was arrested for public masturbation, as the police describe it, to completion at a shopping center in Pontiac, Michigan, and they politely refer to biological evidence recovered. See, this is the problem with open borders. It's only common sense that when people want to come to this country, that they be vetted. That they're not carrying contagious diseases, they're not carrying criminal records, that they will be a benefit to our country. This idea of totally open borders is absolute nonsense, because immigration is a filter. We're not getting the best of the people from those other countries. The people in those other countries who are doing well, who have skills, they're going to stay right where they are. They don't have a reason to leave. The ones who are leaving are the ones who can't make it in their home countries. And they're lured to Europe and the United States by all these promises of free stuff. We're going to give you free things. You're not going to have to work at all, so long as you vote Democrat. We have people who are fleeing prosecution in their home countries, just walking across the border. Remember when the U.S. opened up the borders to Cuban refugees? Castro went down to his prisons, emptied them out, put them on boats, and said 90 miles that way. And southern Florida has been dealing with the resulting epidemic of crime and drugs ever since. As we pointed out in hour number one, back in the early 2000s, Hillary Clinton actually agreed. We need walls. We need strict immigration. She's only flip-flopped today because she's counting on the illegal immigrant vote to put her over the top into the White House. And that's why George Soros is funding all of these lawyers trying to tear down voter ID laws all across the country, even though the latest Gallup poll is showing 80% of Americans think there ought to be voter ID laws. Now, Germany is dealing with yet another problem because apparently thousands of Chechens are slipping through an unmanned border check post in Poland. Normally, it's used by businessmen and tourists. It's really not protected and guarded, and they're just slipping on in. Another embarrassment for Angela Merkel, who, by the way, I have yet to see her take a single refugee into her own home. It's all you people have to put up with this nonsense. I'm too important to be so inconvenienced. All right, let's take a phone call here. Dave in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I think it's about time some of these elite types start taking in some refugees and into some of their estates and vineyards. And they have more than enough funds and resources to feed a village of them, for starters. But what I wanted to mention was that you were talking about the, what was the Howard Johnson's chains that are closing down?
Yes.
I was kind of, I follow the restaurant industry because I'm in the kind of food and beverage industry. And there's this one website in L.A. and Los Angeles. It's called L.A. Eatery. And basically,
I remember that one.
Yeah, and it, they they chronicle all the different goings-on with the restaurant business in Los Angeles. And this is endemic. There are a lot of old mainstays that have been around in Hollywood for about 40 to 50 years. They're all shutting down in Hollywood, almost all of them.
Oh,
and the new
man.
Ones that are popping up, yeah, and the new ones that are popping up, they're only lasting, if they're lucky, for about a year now. I'm reading, there's like a huge list.
Yeah, we down at the bottom of the hill here, we had a fish taco place open up about 6 months ago. They just closed their doors. People just don't have the money.
They're getting crushed.
I hope Barney's Beanery is still there on Sunset.
I don't remember. I haven't been in that part yet, but. It's hard for them to just pay the bills and keep up with the overhead right now.
Well, I can certainly understand that. I mean, costs are going up. The customers are staying home. Our entire economy is being strangled by higher costs for everything. We were talking yesterday about how even adjusted for inflation, medical care costs have gone up 800% since 1960. This guy who was there's been another scandal over a company acquiring a necessary medication and quadrupling the price for no other reason than the CEO wants a pay raise, and it really is completely out of control. And everybody is thinking about their own wallet and their own golden parachute, and nobody realizes that they're pushing this entire nation inevitably to a crash. And it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
And, of course, at that point, Soros is going to say, well, we'll just have a global private central bank, and that will fix everything, at which point I think we need to grab George Soros and give him a good thick coating of tar and feathers and run him out of town on a rail, because we all understand that's the private central banks that have destroyed every single country that they've parasitized. And a global version of the same thing isn't going to do any better.
No, it's not. But yeah, I know you were kind of involved with the Hollywood scene, so I kind of wanted to just give you an update on what's going on with the restaurants, because you mentioned the closings with all these places. So I just want to leave you with that.
Well, there were a lot of really cool and unique places in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a lot of years since I've been there, but I remember the last time I went, we were there for a family wedding. And the more unique and colorful places had all gone, and it was all turning into franchise outlets for the major corporations, which, you know, if it looks like any other city in America, then why bother dealing with the traffic to get down there?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happening. It's starting to get really like the chains are just basically moving in now. So that's what's happening down there. Anyways, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. One more comment on that same thing. When Claire and I first moved here to Hawaii all those years ago, there's a place called the Aloha Tower Marketplace, and I spent a lot of time there because I was working in the building right across the street on the film Final Fantasy. And so we were always doing lunch over there at the Aloha Tower Marketplace, and they had a lot of very unique places and a lot of these little kiosks selling locally made Hawaii ana. And then the Aloha Tower Marketplace was taken over by a new management company, which kicked out all the local craftsmen and turned over all the retail spaces to the large fashion chains, trying to be more like downtown Waikiki, which is you walk down Waikiki and it's, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue and Gucci and all the rest of that. And at that point, the same thing applies. If it looks just like any other city, why did you come all this way? And not too surprisingly, the business at the Aloha Tower Marketplace took a real drop, because the cruise ship used to come into the terminal right next to the Aloha Tower Marketplace. People would come off to get that locally made Hawaiiana stuff, and it wasn't there anymore, so they'd just hop on the buses and go down to Waikiki. Very, very, very short-sighted. One of the things we need to remember is preserving our own local cultural identity is actually good for business. But we can't have cultural identity because the New World Order can't tolerate that. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to the phones here, I'm looking at my email, and somebody wrote in to tell me that, indeed, Barney's Beanery is still there on Sunset. And for anybody who spent any time working in Hollywood or around that area, it was an iconic place. And if you remember the movie Real Genius with Val Kilmer, where they go to celebrate after the breakthrough on the laser, where there's the pool tables and all the rest of that stuff, that was shot on location at Barney's Beanery, and it is an iconic place here. All right, let's grab a phone call from Fran in Washington State. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You know, there's an item, and you were talking about local things. There is an item that, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, and that's the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the Standing Rock Sioux are protesting. Other tribes are arriving because they want to take this fracking oil from Canada through North Dakota, headed for like Illinois for a refinery, but they want to put this thing a half a mile or a mile upstream, upriver, up the Missouri River from the Standing Rock Reservation.
Yes.
And the possibility for millions of people, thousands of people, to have their only source of water disrupted by oil. I mean, now we're down to life or greed. And,
well, unfortunately, in our country, greed trumps life. I mean, just look at the abuses of the medical industrial complex. I understand there's about 4,000 Native Americans out there, and the state Homeland Security Director has responded by withdrawing all of the state-owned water tankers and everything to basically try and drive these people away from heat and thirst, which to me that represents an abridgment of their First Amendment right to peacefully protest and petition the government
and
for
treaty rights
and the treaty rights as well. And we know that these pipelines are built very cheaply. That they will leak is an absolute inevitability. I don't understand why they wouldn't reroute that pipe downstream from where these people are leaving, but living. But then again, if it leaks anywhere, it's going to affect somebody downstream. And these petroleum distillates, prior to refinery, they're very toxic. Some of them are carcinogenic, and it really is a situation where you're right. Unfortunately, when it comes down to greed versus the health of the people, greed tends to win out. The whole fracking industry is of that mindset, where we have people who can literally light the water coming out of their taps on fire because of the fracking. The EPA is now, in fact, admitting that the recent surge of earthquakes down around Dallas is linked to the growth of fracking there. Of course, we've seen this in Oklahoma for quite some time. That quake in Washington, D.C. that actually damaged the Washington Monument was linked to fracking as well. It's a very, very dangerous thing to do. But when you're a government that is absolutely desperate for money, you will basically go along with these things. And to heck with what the people want. We're seeing that not just with fracking, but with handling of nuclear waste. It's all expedient, and what's good for the general public just isn't in the calculations anymore.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Michael, since the mainstream media doesn't want to touch this with a ten-foot pole, I feel it would be in your bailiwick to keep us apprised of the situation.
Well, you know, it had been in my talking points. I skipped on down to it, you know, when your call came on in, but it was on the talking points to mention today.
Oh, cool. Well, have a great day, and we will be listening to you. You've turned into an obsession. Okay. Have a great
Thank
day,
you,
Michael.
I think. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to Europe, here comes the Auxit. Now, the Austrian elections, they're coming up on the second runoff, and the Eurosceptic, the exit party, is surging ahead. And we'll have more about that when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Auxit. Austria is now making noises about leaving the European Union, and it's having an impact on the second runoff vote, which will take place in October. And right now, the candidate that is arguing for an exit is ahead. They actually had a first runoff vote, but the results were invalidated due to the massive election fraud that was taking place, which is silly because, according to President Obama, election fraud is just a conspiracy theory. It just never, ever happens. Now, article coming out of Sputnik News, after the Brexit, it's hard to find anyone within Europe who supports the European Union. Of course, Jean-Claude Juncker believes in it because he's in charge of it. The European Central Bank supports the EU because they're making huge amounts of money off of it. all of George Soros' hired New World Order activists are fully supporting the European Union as a stepping stone to one planet, one government, one throne, one global private central bank to hold all of humanity in debt slavery until the sun swallows the earth. But for everybody else, it's been a raw deal. It's been a raw, raw deal. Now, speaking of raw deal, these poor people down there in Louisiana, there is another hurricane heading on in. Hurricane Hermine. They're expecting 7 inches of rain, maybe more than that. We've had a lot of rain here in Hawaii today, too. We were under a flash flood watch earlier today. 100-mile-an-hour winds next Wednesday. These poor, poor people. And I would like to hope that FEMA reacts a little more quickly than it did back during Hurricane Katrina. But remember, one of the mayors of one of the most badly flooded towns in Louisiana is now suing the state and federal government because apparently a concrete barrier built down the middle of a nearby highway is what prevented the water from draining away, resulting in the drowning of his town. And apparently over the last 2 years, he'd been saying, this is a problem, this is a problem. Now, we're getting a very troubling report. This was an entry on a Facebook page. Down there in Louisiana, the Red Cross has basically taken over all the shelters and all the aid stations for all those people who've lost their homes. And they're apparently refusing donations from ordinary citizens. And they're only handing out supplies that are coming in from contracted providers. They're only using volunteers from contracted providers. Somebody's making a lot of money off of all of this. And the person who posted this said they're never going to donate to the Red Cross again. They're never going to volunteer for the Red Cross again. And the Red Cross has been hit by scandals in the past. Now, I'm a great believer in grassroots charity, grassroots assistance, people helping people, not letting organizations corporatize it and exploit it. And here we have the Red Cross actually saying, no, you ordinary people, you're not allowed to donate food or clothes or anything. You're not allowed to volunteer. We're only accepting from our contracted for providers who are making money off of this deal. That's what's going on. Now, there's a lot of troubles going around the world in general. They've had this horrible earthquake in Italy, 6.2 magnitude in a part of Italy where they don't actually have a good seismic standard for building because they haven't really had quakes in this area before. I wonder if they're doing fracking there. But they had a 6.2 magnitude quake, and it's been followed by a large number of aftershocks. So far, 170 people are confirmed dead, and the quake wiped out not just the main town you're seeing on the news, but apparently 16 other towns have suffered significant damage. They're still trying to dig that out. And they're basically saying some of these towns are, for all intents and purposes, gone. There's nothing left to rebuild with. It's just nothing but rubble. It's gone. That's a horrible, horrible situation. And I remember earthquakes from when I lived in Southern California. And Claire and I, we went through the Northridge quake. That was the biggest one we went through. And we had a quake kit. We pulled through. Now we call it a hurricane kit, but it's basically the same thing. There's been another major quake. This one, 6.8 in Myanmar, that has killed 3 people that they know of. It's slow getting news out of that part of the world. And apparently damaged nearly 100 ancient Buddhist pagodas in Bagan, which is a major tourist site. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on around the world. Maybe it's planet Earth just saying, get off me. Now, over at Fox News, as you know, allegations and lawsuits regarding sexual harassment have become the norm over there. And Fox News host Andrea Tentaros is the latest of at least 20 women who have accused ex-Fox News CEO Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. Tentaros is now also suing for harassment she suffered from guests and other men at the network, including Bill O'Reilly. Now, my first instinct would be to say, oh, imagine my surprise. We know what Bill O'Reilly is. But. We know from the feminist manifesto of the 1990s that false allegations of rape were considered a form of empowerment. And when we know that Fox News, for a network that talks about diversity, they do seem to have a lot of hot blonde ladies as their talking heads. And I think we have to say, even knowing Bill Riley, how much of this is real and how much of this is simple grandstanding, using the threat of public embarrassment to force an out-of-court settlement? It's a very, very murky area, and I say this because many, many years ago, I knew a woman very well who used accusations of sexual harassment to get rid of men whose jobs she coveted. And I know Hillary is out there saying that any victim of sexual harassment has a right to be believed, except, of course, for that white trailer trash that was accusing Bill Clinton of sexual harassment. But I think we need to go back to the original principles. There's got to be some proof beyond he said, she said. Now, we're not talking about rape. We're talking about sexual harassment. And in the case of Bill O'Reilly, apparently he made a comment about taking this lady out to someplace outside Fox News where he could see her wild side. Now, that's a pretty tame and colorless statement. And this whole thing about harassment and everything, it's always a matter of fashion. It's a matter of fashion. I remember in the 1980s when I was working in Europe, over there, back then, before we sent them a bunch of feminist lawyers, women in the office, single women in the office, expected the single men to flirt with them. If you weren't telling them they were beautiful, they were cute, if you weren't giving them a little pinch, your paperwork would disappear. Or at the very least be at the bottom of the stack on the to-do list. So it's always a matter of fashion. Now, you're going to love this one, especially if you've worked in education, you've been a teacher. After all these years and all this damage, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation chief has admitted that, yeah, the Common Core isn't really working out all that well. And, you know, it was badly implemented. We had unrealistic approaches to some of these things. And, you know, but we meant well. That's their excuse. And it should be a reminder, one more time, that having a lot of money doesn't necessarily make you smart, it just makes you rich. And when you couple that with a tendency to want to meddle in the lives of others with your money, bad things will happen. Remember, the Gates Foundation got implicated in these mass sterilization efforts, where they were giving out free typhus vaccines in Africa. And then suspicious doctors analyzed what was in the bottles, and they found they contained chemicals that would permanently sterilize women so they couldn't have kids. And Bill Gates, not to the same extent, but he's showing the same tendency as George Soros. Having all that money gives him a right to treat planet Earth and all of the human race as his own personal toys to play around with. Let's try this. Let's do that. I'm saying, I'm rich. I'm allowed to be a god incarnate. Now, as I mentioned to that phone call where we were talking about the protest over the pipeline, the EPA, for the first time, has declared that there is a significant possibility that disposal wells for fracking are the cause of a recent surge of small earthquakes in the Dallas area. And this is a problem because the Texas state regulators have been taking the industry position. No, that's absolutely not. It's only a coincidence that when we start pumping liquids into the ground, that the ground starts getting unstable. It's just a coincidence. And the Texas Railroad Commission, which for some reason has regulatory authority over oil and gas drilling, has been reluctant to acknowledge that there's a connection, even though in other places like Oklahoma, we have seen these fracking wells go in, and all of a sudden areas with no previous history of seismicity start having large numbers of minor earthquakes. This is very, very dangerous, and we know that there's a mechanism at work here. Think about the pedal on the bottom of your hairstylist's chair. They just step on the pedal and your entire weight moves up. Hydraulics, very, very simple. We know that there's a connection between pumping fluids into ground and earthquakes because many, many years ago out at the 29 Palms military facility in Southern California, they decided to get rid of some contaminated toxic wastewater by just pumping it into a nearby earthquake fault under pressure. And they started doing that, and all of a sudden there was a swarm of quakes. And they stopped the pumping, and the quakes went away. Well, obviously, if you've got cracks in the ground, fault lines, and the liquid gets in there under pressure, it's not only going to push the walls of the fault apart, it's going to act as a lubricant. But as that other caller said, when it comes down to a choice between greed and the health of the people, greed is going to win, because that is the essence of a fascist economic dictatorship. What makes money is good. What doesn't make money, ooh, that's bad. Now, the global warming debate is heating up one more time. Bill Nye, the not really very science guy, in my mind, was basically being interviewed on CNN, towing the line saying that the floods in Louisiana were caused by global warming. Forgetting that Louisiana has had a very long history of flood activity. Why do you think they built those levees along the Mississippi River? Louisiana has been subject to periodic, repeated flooding for hundreds of years. But according to Bill Nye, it's human-caused global warming. And when he was basically challenged on that, he dodged the issue and instead decided to take CNN to task for having a meteorologist who's a global warming denier. He denies human-caused global warming. You shouldn't have him on the air. You should fire him right away. So it's getting a little intense out there. Remember when Al Gore tried to blame the California wildfires on global warming? And then all of a sudden they caught and arrested an arsonist who'd set at least 17 of the fires? And by the way, it is snowing in Colorado. Pictures are all over social media, all around Pikes Peak. It is starting to snow. This is still August. They're getting snow up in Canada. Normally, August up in that part of Canada is hot and muggy. They're getting snow. They're getting a winter storm warning up in Alaska. And remember, during the summer, Alaska is actually a very, very warm place because they get sunlight. Depending upon where you are in Alaska, from anywhere between 18 and 20 hours a day, the sun is up. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in New York, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Calling you from the great city of Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
I love listening to you. I've been a long-time listener. Listen, I had an idea and point and concept for these electronic voting machines, and yesterday in particular you were talking about them. You know, the one thing I believe that they could incorporate in the machines that would make it almost fail-safe to fraud, why not post a barcode on the primary ballot, whether it's a write-in or an electronic, and have a tear-off matching barcode where you can download an app, scan the barcode, and it will confirm your vote being placed properly. And then you have a point, and then you have an opportunity to call and contest the vote, whether it was actually counted as you wanted it to or not.
Okay, there's a problem with that. Okay, you could log into the app, and it will confirm the vote that you actually made, but that system doesn't address whether or not the totals were changed after the vote was confirmed. There's a hole in there.
Yep, you're right, there is.
Yeah,
but what it would do is it would confirm your vote was being counted. Of course, that's as far as you can go. But like you say, I mean, Stalin hit the nail on the head. The ones who count the votes are in charge of who gets voted in.
Yeah, it's absolutely right here. We need to get all electronic systems out of the election. We don't need to have the results in real time. Let's take 2-3 days to count the election and make sure it's done honestly. We need paper ballots. We need the ballots counted by humans in full view of everybody, like they used to do the Iowa caucuses. And then the results are posted for everybody to see it. And then you should be able to basically look and trace your precinct's totals all the way up the chain to the final result. So that if any of those totals are changed, the people living in that precinct are going to say, hey, there's been a change. But we have to get those electronic machines out because there's always a way to rig them. They're designed that way. Jeff, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down. Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Dirk in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You got a great show. I listen every day. You know, I was talking to my buddy, and my understanding, you have a lot of special ops guys in Aleppo that are stuck with these terrorists with Russian guys surrounding them. Is that correct? And, you know, it looks to me like those people are a liability to Hillary and the neocons. I mean, they can't let those Americans out of there, can they? And they're looking for an excuse. They need something to kick off this aggression towards Russia. They have to find some way to demonize Russia, the way I see it. So I just thought I'd bring that up and get your thoughts on that.
Well, the special forces that are up in Aleppo are a problem. And I think both Assad and Putin are smart enough not to put them in harm's way. I don't know that they're a liability for Hillary Clinton or for anybody else, because they just know their orders to go on in and do X, Y, Z. Now that the U.S. has basically declared a no-fly zone and a beachhead on Syria, it is now sort of considered okay for U.S. boots to be on the ground in Syria. And the fact that these guys were there without it being admitted to is now kind of moot. It's no longer an operative concept. But the U.S. is really thrashing around trying to get this war going. I mean, a Cold War is good for the military-industrial complex. It's good to maintain control over the American people. But this does seem to be heading to a real hot war. And the U.S. can't win that. Even if it goes nuclear, they can't win it. And nobody apparently in any position of authority is able to look up from their own immediate agenda to look around and say that we're on the verge of a disaster for the United States. We're economically fragile. We've lost the respect of the rest of the world. If we were to get into this war and have a major loss on top of it, basically the U.S. would be reduced to a third world nation.
Right. You know what? I just wanted to bring up one more thing real quick. I was looking around on a search engine and trying to find some information on Assange's last bundle of leaks, and just every search engine hit, when you go to that site, there's some kind of warning that your computer might be under attack, or it's funny to see all the damage control that they're doing out there.
Oh, right? Yahoo, if you search my website and you click on it, you go to this page saying this is not an authorized link by Yahoo, and going to this site will be very, very risky. So yeah, they're not pulling any punches trying to find some way to discourage ordinary people from going to the independent media, because they know they're losing the war for the minds of America. Dirk, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. We got another caller waiting on the line when we come back for hour number three.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.